She's articulate, she's passionate, and she tells the truth about health. She's Dr. Holly. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show.
Hey folks, thanks so much for coming back and listening. Listen, I gotta tell you the truth here. I am so happy for this next segment because not only do I have a professional life and a professional job, I have a personal life and a bunch of personal jobs. I know that, you know, I don't mean to be Captain Obvious with this whole thing, or Captainess Obvious. I don't know if that's really a word, but Ray is here. You know Ray Dewstar, the juice star, the everyday juicer. We're going to talk about falling off the wagon when it comes to our healthcare desires, diet, exercise. It's so easy to do. It really is, because guess what? I've done it so many times. But how do we get back on? And how do we keep that level of integrity and forgiveness and gentleness with ourselves so we can keep climbing and not throw the baby out with the bathwater, is what I think they say. Ray, what do you think?
Absolutely. Well, you know what? Today we're going to get real, and we're going to talk about the reality of life. And, you know, it's pretty funny. It's perfect timing for this segment coming off of Memorial Day weekend. And, you know, at the end of the day, I get this question so many times where people are like, do you ever cheat? Do you ever, you know, do you ever not be as healthy as you are all the time? And honestly, the answer is, of course I do. And this weekend was a perfect example. You know what? When you're traveling, it becomes difficult to have the same dedication or even accessibility to fitness and nutrition. You know, I did not travel with my juicer this past weekend, and the place that I went, there weren't any fresh vegetable juice stores around. So it became difficult for me to juice. So, you know, I got back after 4 days, and I realized, you know, for me, and I know this isn't something you do, but I do, you know, I do weigh myself on a daily basis. And for me, it's just a, you know, it's just one sign of sort of, you know, how I'm doing. And I realized after, you know, 4 days of indulging that, you know, the weight went up a few pounds, and not anything that, you know, it gets me worried. I don't do it for that reason. I just do it because I like to be in tune with my body. So now, how do we get back on the wagon? How do we get back on that plan? And the best thing to do is to A, take it one step at a time, one day at a time, and even breaking that down further, one meal at a time. So what I mean by that is, you know, if you've gotten off of your path when it comes to nutrition, do not think you're going to solve that in 1 day or 2 days or even 1 week. Instead, just focus and go back to the program and the principles you were doing on a meal-by-meal basis. And that's starting out with breakfast. That means adding your juicing again, starting that up, lunch, dinner, your snacks, and everything. So when it comes to the nutrition part of getting back on the wagon, my biggest advice to people, and really what I follow myself, is to not think about it any further than, you know, meal by meal, and really just realizing, okay, if I get back on track with breakfast, with juicing, with lunch, with my afternoon snack, with dinner, you know, over the next week to 10 days or however long, I'm going to get back into my routine. So that's my advice on the nutrition side of peace. What are your thoughts?
Well, you know, I think that, you know, you say meal by meal, and I think for most folks, honestly, Ray, I bet it's got to be bite by bite, because I think that people are so harder than on themselves when they fall off the wagon, quote unquote. And I know I am. You know, I know that, you know, I'm pushing my fifth decade here. I've got certain desires that, and I'm an athlete. And so, but, you know, as you said, long weekends, celebratory things, you know, can we have can we have everything? Can we actually imbibe in some of our favorite delicacies, whether it be sugary refined food products, or whether it be a couple glasses of wine or margaritas or what have you, and then have the wiggle room to get back in? Because so many people, I see this in my practice all the time, it is the baby out with the bathwater, meaning, I mean, I'm always fascinated by things like that. Like, what does baby out with bathwater mean? Or, you know, by and large, like all of those things. I'm like, but you get what I'm saying. And I think people are so tough on themselves. And so, You know what? I actually have people, and I know we're going to get to exercise because I think that's important too. We go hand in hand, but I actually ask people to do kind of an autopsy. Like, let's go back and sort of dissect what happened, you know, from an emotional perspective, as you said, you didn't have access to your normal resources. And we are creatures of habit. And when we get in a routine, you know, we can rock it. But if there's any wiggle there, you know, is there room for wiggle room? You know, can we plan ahead? Did we not plan ahead? I ask people to do an autopsy of, hey, let's see what happened. Where were some triggers that really kind of made the fall greater than it needed to be off the wagon? And next time around, we're gonna make some adjustments, mid-course corrections, I call
it. That's a great way to think about it. And to me, it's a lot of it's about cause and effect, you know? And the older I get, I really like to understand the cause and effect of things. And when, for example, like this past weekend, you know, when I know that I didn't necessarily, you know, eat the way that I normally eat on a day-to-day basis, you know, the reason I like to weigh myself when I get back is I want to see the effect of that. And honestly, 9 times out of 10, you do see the effect that you expect. And sometimes, you know, with younger folks, it's dangerous because they may not see the effect that they expect. And so that leads them to think, oh, wow, I can do whatever I want. And let's say, for example, I'm not going to gain weight. But for the most part, that cause and effect, to me, really keeps me honest. And like you said, you know, it just allows me to understand that, okay, hey, you know, if I'm going to do X, Y, and Z, when I get back, I better be ready to get back into ABC. And that applies to the exercise piece as well. You know, I actually, for about 3 days every month, sometimes 3 to 4 days every month, I will literally take a break from exercising just to give my body, you know, 3 or 4 days of consecutive rest. You know, that's just my own personal methodology, something that I've done and that seems to work well with me. So this weekend, again, I decided, you know what, I'll make this weekend that 3 or 4 days. And so again, when I got back, it became a day-to-day, you know, I didn't try to go to the gym or go out for a run and, you know, recoup 3 or 4 days in one day. Instead, I just said, you know what, I'm going to get back into it today. And actually, one piece of caution is I actually had a less strenuous workout day one because I kind of thought, all right, I've gone 4 days. I'm going to get back into it, but I'm not going to kill myself on day one so that, you know, I'm incredibly sore and can't go at it day two and three. So when it comes to the exercise piece, again, similar to the diet, I like that bite by bite. You know, just go exercise by exercise or day by day and do not think that you're going to be able to undo everything that you did, you know, in one time. And I think that's where people get into trouble is they kind of want to be extreme about getting back, and that doesn't work either.
Nope, it doesn't. It doesn't. And quite honestly, as you said, it's like when people get extreme about getting back, they usually have pain associated with that. And then when there's pain, there's a negative sort of negative reward for a sense where, you know, there's a negative impact about that pain regarding getting back with extreme. And then they don't want to do it anymore. And it makes complete sense. So, all right, this is a really important topic.
Right.
And I think that, yeah, so when it comes
and like
to
every, and like everything else, I caution everybody to just, you know, take a long-term approach to this, you know, enjoy your life. You don't need to not enjoy certain things, but just realize there's a cause and effect with everything. And, you know, if you want to turn it up on one side, you're going to have to dial it back on another.
All right, there you have it from our everyday juicer, Ray Dustar. I am Dr. Holly Lucille. This is Mindful Medicine. You are on Radio MD. You can follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Your Radio MD. There you have it. Be gentle, get back on it, do an autopsy, and just keep on becoming, because that's what we want to do here. Just keep on becoming, one step, one bite, one exercise at a time.